beer and baseball. Ordering beer at a baseball game is as American as apple pie.
Bud Light Draft.
$8.
So is forking over a small fortune for the beer at the baseball game. $8 for a Bud Light Draft.
It's kind of weird. I'm used to like $3 pitcher nights and like dollar beers and stuff, but I have no choice.
This is Shane Marinelli's first visit to the new Marlins Park. He's a student at Florida Atlantic University, and he works part-time at a sporting goods store where an $8 beer...
That's an hour of work on average. It's expensive, man.
The most expensive of any baseball stadium, at least according to a report by an online financial news site called The Street. The truth is that the $8 Bud Light at Marlins Park is the most expensive small domestic draft beer in all of baseball. But Miami's small is actually 20 ounces. I pull Shane Marinelli aside for a demonstration.
Okay, so I have these shot glasses. I wash them. That's why they're wet.
I pour 1 ounce of Shane's beer into a shot glass.
All right, so if I told you this costs 40 cents...
I think it's actually better, because when you hear 40 cents, you don't think a lot.
When you rank by cost per ounce, Miami drops all the way down to 15th. It's the Goldilocks of beer pricing.
You know, we didn't want to be the high, and certainly did not want to be the low, and we knew we'd be somewhere in between.
Claude Delorme is the Marlins' executive vice president for operations and events. He says the Marlins could be charging a lot more. Customers in Miami have been trained to expect expensive drinks. You go to a nightclub, and the markup on a bottle of vodka might be 4,000%. In that sense, the 800% markup on Bud Light at Marlins Park could be much worse. But still.
Why does it need to be so expensive inside the stadium?
Well, when you look at it, the pricing reflects basically the total cost of the operations, including our players.
So that's the official answer. But maybe John Greenberg from Team Marketing Report has a more gratifying answer.
Well, because they've got you there. It's, you know, just like any amusement park, any zoo, any movie theater. You're kind of a captive audience.
Greenberg's company collects data on stadium beer prices. He says aside from a brief hiccup during the recession, the only trend in stadium beer pricing is that prices go up, especially when a new stadium opens.
This is an opportunity to set new pricing. You know, if you're going to set new pricing, why would you start lower? And you know you're going to have people going.
Ounce for ounce, by far the most expensive baseball beers in the country are in Boston and St. Louis, where beer carries a special weight. That's where Anheuser-Busch is headquartered. The local paper even has a beer reporter. Evan Ben writes the Hip Hops blog for the St. Louis Post-Dispatch.
When you go to Busch Stadium and you see the Clydesdales trot out at the beginning of the game and you see the Anheuser-Busch and Budweiser ads everywhere, you definitely get a sense of place.
Ben says it's a matter of pride to order beer at Busch Stadium. But at 56 cents an ounce.
I think it might cause you to nurse it a little bit longer and make every last ounce count.
Precisely what college student Shane Marinelli plans on doing to last him through the Marlins game.
Correct. I'll probably have one or two tonight.
Show me a savings sip. It's very little.
Yeah.
Like a 20 cent sip.
Yeah.
If there's anything more American than beer at a baseball game,
Beer! Perhaps
it's complaining about how expensive beer is at a baseball game. I'm Kenny Malone in Miami.